Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with a look at health and medical news. Oh no, you're scheduled to have a test because you have certain symptoms. Your doctor says even though your risk is low, it could be something serious, and he or she wants to check just to be sure. Now, for lots of people, that test scenario is a cause of great worry. Well, researchers from Scotland did a review of medical literature to learn about the relationship between diagnostic tests and worry about sickness among people who were not likely to have something really serious wrong with them. They found the tests for symptoms with low risk of serious illness don't do much as far as decreasing worry and anxiety or resolving symptoms, but they may reduce future doctor visits. And here's more info about diagnostic tests that may cause worry for some people. Many physicians have long believed that the use of intravenous contrast agents for CT scans can cause acute kidney injury. New Mayo Clinic research questions the strength of this causal link, and the findings from two studies are published online in the journal Radiology. Here's Dr. Bob McDonald.
So we decided to basically rerun an analysis on a much larger scale using Mayo Clinic data to compare people who didn't get contrast with their CT to those that did, and compare the rates of kidney injury immediately following their CT scans. We were able to find that the incidence of acute kidney injury was no different between the patients who received contrast and the patients who didn't. And this suggests that contrast itself may not be the cause of what we're observing as renal injury following these CT scans. We believe that intravenous contrast material used for CT scanning is much safer than what is suggested based upon prior guidelines. However, we do believe that before we can say it's completely safe for all patients, we need to do a prospective randomized study, as this is the definitive study of safety.
Now, childhood obesity. It's well known it can have negative long-term effects. So why are some schools reducing physical education classes to devote more time to the three R's? Reading, writing, and arithmetic. Well, new research suggests they should add physical education as the fourth R, reading, writing, arithmetic, and aerobics. A study in the Journal of Pediatrics looked at the association between standardized test scores and body mass index, or BMI. They found aerobically fit kids had a better chance of passing math and reading tests than kids who weren't physically fit. They also found BMI did not have a significant effect on academic success. So, their research shows that aerobic fitness can have a greater effect on academic performance than weight does. And a study author says schools who sacrifice physical activity time to get more seat time for math and reading instruction could potentially be pursuing a counterproductive approach. And that's a look at health and medical news. I'm Vivian Williams.